Heart rate variability, or HRV, is a key recovery and readiness metric for triathletes. It measures the variation in time between heartbeats and provides a non-invasive indication of how well the body is coping with training, stress, and recovery. For triathletes, HRV is useful because it helps distinguish when the body is ready for high-intensity work and when it needs more rest. The practical point is that HRV should be used as one part of a broader training strategy, alongside perceived effort, sleep quality, nutrition, and performance data. High HRV generally reflects good physiological readiness, strong fitness, and effective recovery. It suggests that the nervous system is balanced enough to handle demanding training. Low HRV, by contrast, often indicates elevated stress, fatigue, poor sleep, illness, or insufficient recovery. When HRV is low, the safer approach is to reduce intensity, prioritize rest, and avoid pushing too hard. When HRV is high, athletes may be better positioned to handle harder workouts. This does not mean every high reading should trigger maximal effort, but it does suggest greater tolerance for training load. HRV can also help inform race preparation. Personal best performances are often associated with a high morning HRV and a higher resting heart rate, suggesting the body is rested but physiologically primed. Tapering is especially important. A typical taper involves reducing training volume for about 5 to 7 days before a race. Athletes should not stop training completely because total rest can make them feel sluggish. Instead, short, high-intensity intervals can help maintain sharpness while allowing HRV to rise. Monitoring HRV effectively requires consistency. Athletes should establish a personal baseline by measuring HRV daily for about 2 weeks while feeling healthy. Readings should be taken in an upright position shortly after waking. This baseline should be reassessed during new training phases because fitness and physiological responses change over time. Daily HRV values can fluctuate, so a 7-day rolling average is more useful than single-day readings. Heavy training often lowers HRV, while recovery phases should allow it to rise. Sleep, nutrition, mental stress, and alcohol also influence the numbers. Interpreting HRV is challenging because it is highly individual. What is a good or bad score for one athlete may not apply to another. Age, sex, fitness level, and training history all affect HRV. The most important focus is on personal trends over time rather than isolated readings. A single low HRV day is not enough to change an entire training plan, but a persistent downward trend may signal that the athlete is accumulating too much stress. Several factors commonly lower HRV. Hard training sessions reduce it, especially if recovery is inadequate. Poor sleep has a negative effect. Mental stress also lowers HRV, even when physical training is not heavy. Alcohol is another major factor. Even one drink can reduce HRV. Because of this, keeping a simple log of sleep, diet, stress, alcohol, and training load can help athletes identify patterns and understand why their HRV changes. Common mistakes include overreacting to one bad reading, ignoring context, comparing scores with other athletes, and relying on HRV alone. Low HRV after a hard race or heavy training block may be normal and expected. Comparing HRV with other people is not useful because the metric is personal. HRV should also be combined with how the athlete feels, because data does not replace self-awareness. Typical HRV scores vary widely, but general ranges are: elite athletes often score between 90 and 100, average healthy people often score between 60 and 70, and scores below 55 may suggest health concerns. These ranges are broad and should not be used as absolute standards. A persistent drop in HRV can be a warning sign of overtraining, meaning the body is under excessive stress and may need more recovery. To improve HRV, athletes should focus on the fundamentals. Regular exercise, a healthy diet, adequate hydration, limited alcohol, sufficient sleep, and stress reduction. These habits support overall recovery and can make training more effective. HRV monitoring can also be combined with other performance tools, such as lactate threshold training, LT1 endurance work, blood testing, and lactate testing, to create a more complete picture of fitness and recovery. The critical takeaway is that HRV is not a standalone performance metric. It is a useful guide for balancing training and recovery. When used consistently and interpreted with context, HRV can help triathletes avoid overtraining, reduce injury risk, improve race readiness, and make smarter decisions about when to push hard and when to back off. The best approach is to track HRV over time, understand personal patterns, and combine the data with subjective feelings and other training indicators.